So that number to call is 1-888-202-2552. That's 888-202-2552. Or go to WPR.org and support Wisconsin Public Radio.
That, of course, is Family Doc Sorbo. Pastor, I'm Tom Clark. You don't know this yet, but this is Wisconsin Public Radio's fall membership drive. At WPR, listener contributions are the single largest source of funding. Your gift keeps the programs you value, including this one, we hope, on the air. Make your contribution now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Right now, we have a dollar-for-dollar match that's up to $3,500. This generous match is from current members of the 9XM Leadership Circle, members from Shorewood and La Crosse, and it means that they'll match every dollar you give if you give now.
Really a big deal.
It's
their way of encouraging you to join them in supporting Wisconsin Public Radio. Get your pledge doubled right now. A great opportunity. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, we hear this all the time, that you have to eat right to stay healthy and stay well, and that starts with low-fat foods, good fat, things such as salmon, of course, are fine, 5 to 7 servings of fruits and veggies a day, and we don't mean 5 to 7 servings of French fries every day. And that just means we need a balanced diet to stay fit, and it takes a balanced diet of funds to keep Wisconsin Public Radio healthy.
I don't do any of that.
No, you don't. But you're living a long life, Tom.
It takes support from government, some from business, and takes a lot of support from listeners like you. You're in charge of keeping your favorite shows healthy by making your pledge now at WPR.org or 202-2552.
You know, maybe you never pledged to WPR before. Well, today you can find out how it feels by going to WPR.org or dialing 888-202-2552. And if you can have a dial phone, I challenge you to actually use it.
Yeah, and you know it feels really great when you pledge because you'll be supporting something you love. Something you use and rely on every day. So make your first ever pledge of $10 or $20 a month or whatever amount you choose. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
Hey, Wisconsin, this is Ari Shapiro from NPR's All Things Considered. 2017 is a big year for Wisconsin Public Radio, your centennial, and I am so excited to celebrate it with you. I'm headed to Madison to host a special event called The Power of Story. It's October 14th at the Overture Center. We'll have stories, conversation, and music, and I will be joined by special guests, including Brian Reed, who created S-Town, storyteller Dasha Kelly Hamilton, WPR's own Anne Strainchamps, Dr. Jonathan Overby, and others. And here's a special opportunity that is only available during this pledge drive. Make a gift of any amount, and you'll be entered to win 2 VIP tickets to the show, dinner, a meet-and-greet reception, and accommodations in Madison. Sustainers, WPR has you covered. You are automatically entered. Find all the details at WPR.org/drawing, including how to enter by sending in a postcard. Make a gift today and ensure the future of WPR. Good luck and congratulations on 100 years.
Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your pledge during this fall membership drive. Tom Clark here with Zorba Pastor, asking for your support, please, of WPR. Your gift, $10, maybe $15 a month, whatever amount you choose, is the right amount.
That's right. And we've got a dollar-for-dollar pledge in effect now from current members of the 9XM Leadership Circle, members from Shorewood and La Crosse. Your gift of 50 turns into 100. 100 turns into 200. 200 turns into 400. 400 turns into 800.
Hey, you're good at that.
Hey, you know what? When it came to times by twos, I rock. Give me times by 3.5. It's not the same thing. So take advantage of this match and double your support at WPR. Our programs right now, go to WPR.org. You can do it on your phone. Come on, you can multitask. Pull over to the side of the road. Do not do it while you're driving. Dial 888-202-2552. And please, make your pledge now. It means a lot to Tom, and it means a lot to me.
That's absolutely right. We know you enjoy listening to Wisconsin Public Radio, in part because we're commercial free. That means we depend on our other sources of funding, state, federal, corporate funding are important. There's another source that's very important to us.
The single largest source of the budget pie comes from you. Your support makes all the difference. You are the backbone of our funding. That's why we ask you to make your pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Yeah, what are those numbers? And
that those numbers are 888-202-2552, and I can repeat that in my sleep, or WPR.org.
Okay, I'm writing that down. Okay, well, once in a while, you actually get more than you pay for, you know. WPR is one place where that's true every day.
Consider a gift now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. It's hard to buy much for $2, but at WPR, $2 a day creates a lot of learning, music, and news. That works out to $60 a month. Make that gift now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
This is Zorba Pastor on Your Health. Tom Clark here with Public Radio's favorite family doc, Zorba Pastor, on this very special edition of Zorba Pastor on Your Health. As always, we'll take your calls on health, lifestyle, and fitness, and this is your chance to help the fitness of this station by calling in with your contribution. And of course, we want to hear from you with your health and fitness questions at 1-800-462-7413. In addition to the call, Zorba, a topic to talk about.
Yes, children and headphones, the risk of hearing loss for kids and other dangers associated with those earphones that are ubiquitous.
Mm-hmm. And this is pledge time, so we better have a yummy recipe.
We do. It is death by chocolate cookies. And if I'm going to die, I want to die with a chocolate chip cookie in my mouth.
What a way to go. 800-462-7413 again. That's our phone number. And Zorba, let's welcome our first caller, a listener with us in Mondovi, Wisconsin. Hi.
Hi there.
How can we help?
I just have a question about using, I think they call them an ear syringe. I call it an irrigator. If I should use this or not. I've heard that my cousin went to the doctor and had some earwax taken out, and he had mentioned it to his doctor, and his doctor said never ever use an ear syringe. And I've been using one for probably 4 years, and I've never had any trouble with it.
Yeah. We'll find out what Zorba has to say. I'm going to let you know, and Zorba, you know too, that I've been using a syringe to clean out my ears every day for years now.
Oh, my goodness. I never knew that, Tom.
Yeah.
And I've known you for years.
Well, you know,
you've never talked about that.
I wear hearing aids.
Yeah.
And in order for those hearing aids to work, you have to have, you know, ear canals that are clear.
So you use syringe every morning?
And my hearing aid doctor, recommended the using those syringes.
Yeah, what'd your regular doctor say?
I don't think I've talked with him. Do you remember?
So tell me, what kind of a syringe is it? Just sort of describe it for me.
It's a bulb, and I just suck warm water into it, and then I turn my head sideways, and then I just sort of push it up through the canal, and then it flushes back down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the same syringe you get with those kits where you get the whatever the medicine is.
Yeah, it's the same syringe you get with. So let me clear this up. Let me clear this up for all those people who suffer from impacted earwax. Now, we may think that impacted earwax is just a minor problem, but for those of you who wear hearing aids or those who just want to keep your ears clean, it is not a minor problem. It actually is pretty common. The bulb syringes are safe. They're definitely safe. Now, if you take the bulb syringe and you squeeze it just as hard as you can, maybe then you could have a problem. But the nice thing about the bulb syringes is they have a limited capability of delivering too much flow. And they are definitely safe. So it's important. Some people have more wax than others, and frankly, some people, the wax does not work its way out. They're wrong. For some people, the wax just impacts them. They can't hear as well. The hearing aid itself is not natural, so it's disruptive to sort of the natural elimination of wax. And wax is, for some people, they produce more than others, kind of the body's ability to keep dust and grit out of the ear canal. So, yeah, I would keep on using them. By the way, the temperature of the water can be keenly a problem for some people. So for some people, if it's too cold or it's too warm, it will make them dizzy because it activates the basically the semicircular canals, which are also in the ears. And so if you have it too cold or too hot, you can be dizzy and fall into the sink and hurt yourself. So you have found the right temperature. How often do you do this?
I do it like 3 times a week.
Now, what do you get much out? I mean, have you had ear wax problems? Why did you start this in the first place?
Well, I started using it when I quit using Q-tips because I heard Q-tips aren't good. So I thought, well, I want to keep my ears clean. So I just started using warm water.
There is no doubt, absolutely no doubt at all, that warm water on a bold syringe is better than a Q-tip. And as my mother used to say, never put anything...
the only small, thing you can put in your ear is your elbow.
That's exactly it. But thanks a lot for your call.
I have one more question quickly.
Oh, sure.
Hydrogen peroxide... I heard that if you mix it 50-50, if you do have a little problem with some earwax, or the Debrox.
Oh, yeah, that's
difference?
Right. Well, Debrox is very good. Debrox is a name brand solution that you put in the ear. It's got glycerin. Last time I looked at it, if I remember correctly, it has glycerin, some hydrogen peroxide that bubbles, and then some other things, and of course it has water. And the answer is hydrogen peroxide half strength can help remove earwax for some. And if you go to the net, there's some earwax solutions. In fact, if you go to our site, zorbapastor.org, I'll pull up some solutions that you can also use in the ear. And then, of course, there are commercial earwax solution removers, but that's basically okay. Yeah, that's good. So
Okay. Keep
it up, and you call your cousin and tell him that his doctor was wrong.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're
my
welcome.
Wife and I love listening to you and Tom.
Oh, aren't you
thank
nice.
You.
Thank you
Thanks
so much for the call. We really appreciate it. 800-462-7413, our number. We'll appreciate your call as well. And before we take our next call, Zorba, time for this week's topic.
That's right. Children's headphones may carry more of a risk than you ever thought of. Now, a while ago, I did a topic about children's headphones. There are about four to five kids a year who die from children's headphones.
Walking to traffic.
They're often walking to school. They don't see traffic. They're hit by cars. When I did my initial discussion about this and wrote a column a week later in Milwaukee, there was a young boy who got killed by a train. Didn't hear the train coming because these things are jacked up so loud that they don't hear the ambient noise around.
Now, this is the important reason to worry about headphones, but what about hearing?
Well, they jack up the noise. And when you jack up the noise, what happens is it jacks up basically the problems that can happen to your hearing because it jacks up the destruction of the ear. And there are a number of headphones that are supposed to be childhood safe so that you can buy a headphone for your child and you can't jack it up so it's too loud. And the New York Times actually did a little survey on this from one of their websites called Wirecutter, and they looked at the headphones and discovered that many of them didn't actually have a volume that was safe for children. It was basically louder than a New York subway, louder than a crack of a thunderbolt, loud enough to actually damage a child's ear very early on in life.
They ought to make headphones for kids that don't go so loud.
Well, that's the whole issue. And the whole issue is there are headphones that may be out there for children that don't go loud. And if you have a child that has a headphone that doesn't have basically a volume on it that can't get louder than a certain amount that is safe for your child, you have to go online to your local store or to somewhere and find a headphone that is childhood safe. They are around and it's a matter of using them. But the problem is when you get an iPod or something else, they come with earphones and the earphones don't have a volume control on it. And the iPad and the iPod do not have a volume control on it. I know because I've got one, and you can make it way too loud.
Yeah.
And this is dangerous for your kids. And here it is. We're watching our kids and trying to keep them safe, and we can be destroying their hearing.
That's very bad. A lesser problem for adults is people that are near me that I want to talk to that are wearing these headphones and can't hear anything I'm saying.
Well, of course, when you bring up a very interesting point. People are walking down the street with earphones, and you want to say something to them, and they don't hear you. And you're right, But you know, some people might call you an old fogey because you don't want to do that. And the reality is, a lot of people wear earphones because they're into their music. And frankly, I wear earphones when I walk a lot of the times because I'm listening to a book on tape. Of course, it's not on tape anymore. What is tape these days? Anyway, when it comes to kids, make sure that their earphones have a volume control knob on them so you are protecting their hearing.
Mm-hmm. Let's get back to the phones now, Zorba, at 800-462-7413. A listener is with us now in Marco Island, Florida. Hi.
Hello, how are you?
Fine, how can we help?
Well, I have a question that's been kind of burning within our family unit. My husband's mother always reminds us that we need to eat beans 3 times a day, and any type of beans, from green beans to yellow beans to black-eyed peas, anything in the legume family.
Mm-hmm.
And they will, if we are having trouble sleeping at night, she says, get up and eat a tablespoon of beans, and you'll be able to go right back to bed.
Yeah.
And even our sister-in-law's Crohn's disease, she swears it will cure it, but, of course, the sister-in-law's doctor says no, it might kill her. So I'm just trying to ask your opinion.
Okay,
on
well,
the bean
you said,
dilemma.
You say your husband's mother has this idea?
Well, it's not, yes. It's her nutritionist up, you know, in her hometown area. So
yeah. Well, your husband's mother is right.
Beans.
Is right. She is.
Well, wait a second. Wait a second. Wait a second,
mother
Tom.
Is always right.
Wait a second. That's exactly it. So
beans for breakfast is the new.
So eating beans, her nutritionist said, eat beans three times a day.
Well, we've been there, and we've had refried beans for breakfast.
Refried.
And we're not allowed to have any fruits with sugar in them, like bananas or strawberries or vegetables that have sugar, because that has been cut out of the diet as well.
That has been cut out of the diet. And if you're having trouble sleeping in the middle of the night, get up and have a teaspoon of, like, baked beans.
any beans. So, you know, she says anything in the legume family, like chickpeas or, baked beans if they're in your fridge, or green beans.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you just eat those and you'll be able to fall right back to sleep.
Uh-huh. You know, I have to tell you, I am always blown away by diets in America. And I hear a lot of variations, you know, the paleo diet, the grapefruit diet that used to be very popular to lose weight. But I have never heard of the all-bean diet. And this is a variation. Now, I've always been interested in writing a book about gas, because we have lots of people who are interested in gas because they don't like to, I'm going to use the F word, fart, which is, by the way, an acceptable word.
Why don't you say it a few more times?
I've said it enough. I know that it's acceptable. It's not one of the four-letter words that's dinged by the powers to be. But if you have the all-bean diet, you're going to tend to pass gas a little bit more often than not. And I just think it's very interesting, nutritionist. So your mother-in-law, is she overweight, normal weight, healthy? A little bit about her.
No, I would say she's probably normal weight, I suppose.
And how long has she been on the all-gas? How long has she been on the all-gas diet?
She's been eating beans for at least 4 years, four or five years.
Is she married? She's still married?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. She's 75.
Uh-huh. Her husband eats beans all the time?
He eats what is put in front of him, yep.
He eats what is put in front of him. I love it. So the real issue, if I may give you some advice, mm-hmm. The real issue is, how do you gently handle your mother-in-law's, there's a Yiddish word, verkorkte diet. Verkorkte means, it's another word for sort of loony. Now, and I mean it, but it's a respectful looniness. It's not.
Okay.
It's not a bad looniness. How do you handle it? And I think you say something like, Mom, if you call her Mom, or what do you call your mother-in-law, by the way? Do you call her Mom? Or?
I just call her Carol or Mom. Mostly Carol,
you know,
but yeah.
I would say, Carol, individualizing your diet is important, and I think beans are important for you, and I'm going to have beans on a regular basis, but not quite as often, because I spoke to Dr. Zorba Pastor and Tom, and they said the diet was one of those unusual diets that can be that can be used for some people who like to eat beans. Mm-hmm. And and then I would ask her if she has a gas problem.
She did, but I think she's been eating them so long now her body has really adjusted.
Has really adjusted. Or she and her husband have adjusted to gas in the house, one and the other thing.
Or yes. But there is no real health benefit from eating beans 3 times a day, 7 days a week.
Not at all. Legumes are great. Okay. Legumes are important. Legumes have lots of good nutritional value to them, the fiber in them, everything else. But eating beans 3 times a day, I don't think it has much value, although it may be a topic for a good diet book that might be on Dr. Oz's best-selling list if we can give it to him. Yeah. So.
Well, that's another show I stay away from. So.
Well, thanks so much for your call. We really appreciate it.
Well, thank you. I will share my my newfound wisdom. So.
There it is. There it is.
Thanks a lot. We appreciate
it. Thank you very much.
Yeah, this Zorba brings me back to my childhood. Do you know the jingle associated with beans? Beans, the musical fruit. The more you eat, more you toot. The more you toot, the better you feel. So beans with every bean.
You know what, Tom? We have to set that. I have an idea that that we might be able to set that to music.
Well, we have Brad, the musician.
That's right. That's right. And we have Carl, and I have an idea that one day we might actually play that jingle on the air. I bet they'll do it.
Now, can you do harmony?
Of course.
Oh, okay.
Please, come on. I'm a doctor. Doctors know how to do harmony. We're known for our singing. You know, if we can't cure people, we sing to them. That's what
I've been seeing my doctor for a lot of years. He's never sung to me. 800-462-7413. And speaking of harmony, Zorba, a good song has a melody and harmony. And we like to think of you, the listeners, as the harmony that makes our show a song worth singing.
Yes, yes. Hear, 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 hear. We rely on each other to make beautiful music, and supporting this station is crucial to maintaining and sustaining the excellent public radio programming that you value every day.
Indeed. Listening to Zorba's advice keeps you fit as a fiddle, and our tune hasn't changed after all these years. So here's a challenge to all you listeners. Help us keep the singing loud and clear.
That's right. That's right, Tom. Don't let this hour pass without showing your support for Zorba Pastor on Your Health. Let this station know that Zorba Pastor on Your Health is important to you.
Yes. You make this program possible. Please do call now and show us your support. Thank you.
And the way to show your support is to go to WPR.org or by dialing 888-202-2552. Again, that's 888-202-2552 or WPR.org.
This, of course, is Wisconsin Public Radio's Fall Membership Drive. Tom Clark here with Zorba Pastor. You know, listener contributions are the single largest source of funding at WPR. Your gift keeps the programs you value, including Zorba Pastor on Your Health, on the air. Make your contribution now, WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
We have a dollar-for-dollar match up to $3,500. That's $3,500 in effect right now. So it is a great time to pledge, because current members, including the 9XM Leadership Circle members from Shorewood and La Crosse, will double your dollar. In other words, for every dollar you give, they're going to give another dollar. It's their way of inspiring you to support Wisconsin Public Radio. So double the impact of your pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And right now, the number stands at $1,470. So we have a ways to go.
You bet.
And $1,470, and the goal is $3,500.
$3,500.
So, well, let me see what Rachel has to say from Brooklyn, New York. Says, I live in New York, but listen to Zorba and Tom every Saturday. Thanks for all the amazing topics and letting me have a piece of home every week. I also want to die with a chocolate chip cookie or cheese curd in my mouth. WPR.org, 888-252-2552. You listen to Zorba for a clean bill of health, we know. And that bill does cost money. WPR is listener supported, and when you give, you make this program possible.
So please, don't call in sick to us today, and please don't die with a chocolate chip or a cheese curd in your mouth while we're on the air. Instead, pledge your support, any amount, to keep our drive alive, because we've got that wonderful, wonderful dollar-for-dollar pledge up to $3,500. You do that by going to WPR.org or dialing 888-202-255.
Please consider sharing your appreciation of the lifelong learning you get from WPR. Make a 9XM Leadership Circle gift of $100 a month or $1,200 or more each year, and provide an important piece of funding for the programs we all rely on.
So let's work together to build this powerful resource that benefits so many people throughout Wisconsin. Make your leadership gift right now at WPR.org or by dialing 888-202-2552.
At 6 o'clock, as soon as my husband gets out of bed, I turn on the radio in the room, and it's on the whole day. I decided to become a sustaining member because it's so convenient. I've been a contributor to public radio probably for close to 20 years. It's just a very convenient way for the money to come out of your checking account on a monthly basis. My name is Nancy, and I'm from Sheldon, Wisconsin, and I enjoy being a WPR sustainer, and I think you will too.
Isn't that nice? Thank you, Nancy,
nice.
for the nice comments.
Thank you, thank you.
You know, you can make your donation, we hope you will, in support of the programs that you count on at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Tom Clark here with Zorba Pastor, in case you've forgotten. We're here to raise the money that keeps Wisconsin Public Radio, this program,
right,
on the air. Whether your pledge is $10 a month or $100 a month, we appreciate and count on your gift.
But what about $1,000 a month? I mean, why should we stop at $100 a month? Let's make it $1,000 a month.
That's a good idea.
That would be a good idea.
Why didn't I think of that?
So, remember, we've got a dollar-for-dollar pledge in effect right now from current members, including the 9XM Leadership Circle members from Shorewood and La Crosse. So your gift of 50 turns into 100, 100 turns into 200, and you can do the math. It doubles. So you take advantage of this match and double your support for WPR programs when you give right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Now, let's see. If your pledge right now is $2,000.
That's right.
We've more than made our goal.
That's right, but they're not going to give more than $3,500. So that's
Wait a minute.
Other people might give. And besides, a pledge of $2,000 would be wonderful, but any pledge you give helps us live 100 more years, to have 100 more years of service. Whether it's good old-fashioned radio, mobile, streaming apps, podcasting, digital content, or radio waves delivered directly to your ear through the air without any device at all, because you've got that chip implanted in your ear. But if you don't have the chip, now is the time to go to WPR.org or dialing 888-202-2552.
The only device I know about is a phone with a cord on it and a dial. Maybe you've already made a donation this year, or you're a sustaining member. We thank you so much if that's the case.
Thank you.
But we'll gladly accept your extra gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. You'll help make this drive successful, please, and you'll support the programs you enjoy every day.
Listeners make this program here on Wisconsin Public Radio worthwhile, and members make the programs possible. So once again, go to WPR.org or dial 888-202-2552. That's 888-202-2552.
Here's Blythe in Eau Claire who says, I just became a sustaining member because I am a WPR addict. I listen on my morning and afternoon commutes and on weekends with a huge cup of coffee. Zorba appreciates that.
Absolutely.
After 15 years of daily listening, it's time to contribute. Better late than never. Here's to 100 more years of great radio. Thank you, Blythe.
How wonderful. How wonderful. And she, look at it. She, as you said, she became a sustaining member because she's a WPR addict. You could do the same. Remember, listeners make the programs here on Wisconsin Public Radio worthwhile. And once again, members make the programs possible.
Yeah. And we could still use about $1,500 in order to have that double and make our goal.
We're
please.
Not there. And keep Tom from having a heart attack on the air because we don't make our goal.
Oh, too late. Too late. You get all the great shows because members kick in large portions of WPR's budget in a single largest part. Become a member now. Help make WPR possible. And your gift of $10 or $20 a month in any amount you choose at WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
Supporting Wisconsin Public Radio right now is a great thing to do with a few minutes. It'll only take a few minutes of your time. All you need is your name, contact information, how much you'd like to give, and how you would like to pay.
Your gift supports the stories and programs that keep you connected to the world. Give now, WPR.org, 888-202-2552. Thank you so much for your pledges of support.
Thank you.
You make us go. We really appreciate hearing
from you. We really depend on you, and it's wonderful, wonderful for your calls.
800-462-7413. That's our number, 800-462-7413. And Zorba recipe time now. Death by chocolate cookies.
These are death by chocolate cookies. That's right. I want a chippy in my mouth and go, oh my God, my life is over. One more bite. But this is a really good recipe.
Yeah.
If you like chocolate, if you like cookies, if you like chocolate cookies, then you want to have one of these chocolate cookies.
Yeah, if you don't like chocolate, you don't.
You know what?
But if you do like chocolate, listen to the recipe, and we expect all people who like chocolate to pledge their support.
That's right, exactly. And if you know someone who likes chocolate, then you can pledge your support too. You've got it.
Let's do it.
So start out with 2 cups of all-purpose flour.
2 cups all-purpose flour.
3/4 of a cup of your favorite cocoa powder.
3/4 of a cup of, what is your favorite? Isn't all cocoa powder?
No, there's Ghirardelli. I was going to say Garibaldi. There's Ghirardelli cocoa powder.
Yeah.
There's Hershey's Posa cocoa powder.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Nestle Posa.
They taste somewhat different.
There's Drosti's cocoa powder. Yeah, but I have my favorite. I think some are richer than others. Yeah, when was the last? What's your favorite cocoa powder?
I don't know.
Someone else's cocoa powder.
Someone else makes this, and I just eat the cookie. Yeah.
That's what it is. Okay, 1 teaspoon of baking soda.
Little tea baking soda.
1/2 teaspoon of salt.
1/2 tea salt.
1 cup of butter softened. 2/3 cup of sugar, that's white sugar.
2/3 cup of sugar.
And 2/3 cup of brown sugar.
2/3 cup of brown sugar.
And 2 eggs.
2 eggs.
1 teaspoon of vanilla.
1 little tea vanilla.
1 3/4 cups of semi-sweet chocolate chips divided. Your favorite one, Tom.
1 3/4 cups semi-sweet chocolate chips divided.
And 1 cup of dark chocolate chips.
Ooh, 1 cup of dark chocolate
chips. So you're getting different tastes of the chips. That's what you really need.
Yeah, that sounds good.
1 cup of heavy cream.
cup of heavy cream.
And you're going to use a little flaky sea salt, either sea salt or the sea salt, or you could also use kosher salt, but not regular salt that drizzles out normally.
Yeah, sea salt or kosher salt.
That's right. Yeah. So let's make these wonderful cookies.
Okay.
Preheat the oven at 350 degrees and line a baking sheet with parchment because then it's going to be easier to clean.
Mm-hmm.
Then, in a medium bowl, whisk together the flour, cocoa powder, baking powder, and salt. Then, in the bowl, another bowl with an electric mixer, beat together the butter and the sugars until light and fluffy. Add the eggs one at a time until they're incorporated, then add the vanilla. Then add all the dry ingredients that you mixed until they're well combined. Mix in 1 cup at the end of the semi-sweet chips and the dark chocolate chips. Then scoop out the dough with a small cookie scoop into a baking sheet. Bake until the centers are set. That's about 9 to 11 minutes. Let it cool. And then place the chocolate chips, this is a separate thing, in a bowl, small saucepan. Heat the heavy cream over low heat until small bubbles form around the edges. You're making the ganache. Pour the hot cream over the chocolate chips and let sit for 5 minutes. These are the chocolate chips that you left. Remember, you only initially used 1 cup of chocolate chips. Stir until smooth and then dip the cookies halfway into the chocolate mixture and sprinkle the drip side with the flaky salt and let it harden. Yeah. So it's a chocolate chip cookie with chocolate on top. Oh my God. I'm telling you, these things are to die, but hopefully you won't die, even though it's called Death by Chocolate Cookies.
Mm-hmm. And if I've forgotten all of that. How can
Stop.
I get a hold
well,
of this recipe?
Well, you can
recipe?
Actually go to our website, zorbapastor.org, and you can get this recipe and other wonderful recipes. That's zorbapastor.org, or find us through Facebook.
800-462-7413 is our number. That's 800-462-7413. And back to the phones we go now. Zorba, a listener, is with us in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Hi.
Hi, Tom. Hi, Zorba. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. How can we help?
Well, about 5 years ago, when I was about 21 years old, I was a surrogate for my sister, who is unable to have children.
Oh, how wonderful
yeah,
was that?
Nice. Yeah.
How
yeah,
wonderful
was
that?
It was
sure,
a
that
good
is
experience.
So wonderful to be able to do that. How wonderful.
But since then, and after the birth, I've always been a pretty slender person, but mm-hmm. I cannot seem to gain weight mm-hmm. no matter what I do.
Well, and the you only can't answer gain I, weight.
Mm-hmm. Right. And the only answer I ever get from people is, oh, that's so wonderful.
A few things. What have you tried to do to gain weight?
Well, mainly just changing my diet. I try to eat at least 5 meals a day mm-hmm. and just take in as many healthy calories as I can.
Uh-huh.
I really don't work out exercise mm-hmm. very much. I walk constantly for my work, so I'm walking.
What do you do? What's your work?
I work for a medical supply company.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you're going in and out of offices. Is that what you're doing, or just
right.
at one office? Uh-huh. So you're doing a lot of walking throughout
yeah.
the day. Have you tried any high caloric foods? You know, things like ice cream or foods that are richer in fat.
Oh, yes. Yeah, mm-hmm. I definitely try to eat my fair share of junk food and sweets.
Yeah. As strange as it seems. Have you gone to something either like Ensure or Boost? Have you tried those?
I haven't tried Ensure. Mm-hmm. I have tried some of the other sort of protein shakes and meal replacers on the market, and I don't really use them as a meal replacer. Mm-hmm. I prefer to use it as a snack, but...
Uh-huh. A couple things. First of all, when did you finish the pregnancy? When was that?
It's probably going on 5 years now.
Okay, so we're not in a postpartum issue where there might be postpartum depression or something else. If it's been 5 years, we're out of that window. A couple of thoughts. So first of all, I would recommend that you try a standardized protein shake, medical sort of protein shake like Boost or Ensure at bedtime before you go to sleep. Because we know that quite often people who eat at bedtime those calories seem to be different. They're not always the same. You're in your body, you're not moving, and there may be a difference in the way we absorb calories and extract them for our body when we go to sleep. So even though you're not hungry, you know, at bedtime, you may not be hungry. What I would do is I would try a protein shake at bedtime. And I would do whatever you're doing normally through the rest of the day. That's all I would do. And I would see if that made a difference. If okay. it seemed to, and I would give it some time. I'd give it a good 3 to 4 month trial. It's not going to happen right away. People who don't want to gain weight, if they took it, they'd get 2 pounds within a week. I mean, my wife says she looks at food and it goes on her body, but you have a different metabolism. Protein shake at bedtime, see what that does. If that seems to be gaining weight, that may be all you need to do. If it isn't, I would then ice cream to it, because ice cream is a high-fat item, and I would put it in a blender, once again, Ensure Boost, because it's got protein. I'd add more fat calories and sugar calories with 1 scoop or 2 scoops of ice cream, and once again, I would take that at bedtime.
Okay.
And once you get to your other weight, you may then be able to reduce that. In other words, if that works for you, I would then try eating less of the protein shake over time. But mm-hmm. I would go off of it, because you may then develop your old eating habits and walking habits. But clearly, you're just not eating as many calories as you used to for whatever reason.
You know? Right.
So
right.
That's what
well, that's another thing I've noticed is since the pregnancy, it's like my brain doesn't receive the I'm hungry message.
Right, right, right. And that happens, by the way, with 5 to 10% of the population. And because everyone's so overweight, they think that you're better, that you're that you are happy. I want to phrase that differently. People who are overweight think that people who are thin cannot have a problem.
Right.
And that's
right.
wrong. And that's completely wrong. That's 100% wrong. So. Good. Okay. Try that and let us know what happens.
Okay, I will. Thank you so much. I very much appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thanks. Appreciate the call at 800-462-7413. 1-800-462-7413. You know, Zorba, it's advice like that that makes this show so important to so many of our wonderfully intelligent listeners. But you know what is also smart? Showing your support for this public radio station.
That is smart, Tom. Where else are you going to find a health and lifestyle radio program that shares so much information while having so much fun?
You got it. With listeners like ours, making our goal this hour should be as easy as making those Death by Chocolate cookies.
Death by Chocolate cookies. I have to say that wouldn't be the worst way to go. However, death by lack of funding. Now, that would be a shame. So let's not leave the life of this station up to chance. Make your pledge of support right now.
Yeah, don't quit on us. All you have to do is call or click right now to make your pledge and let this station know how much you love Zorba Pastor on your health.
And you can do that by going to WPR.org on your smartphone, or you can go to your smartphone or dumb phone and dial 888-202-2552. Tom, do you know what a smartphone is?
Exactly. I think only a smart person would know that.
Ah, I got it, exactly.
Da-da-da-da.
That means?
We made it. We had a matching grant challenge
of $3,500.
Bucks. Mm-hmm. Thank you. We made it thanks to the 9XM members who provided that challenge.
Absolutely.
From Shorewood and La Crosse. What was that again? WPR.org. What is that for? 888-202-2552.
And now our goal is how many pledges?
We have a number of pledge goals.
And what is our pledge
goal? Oh, come on.
God, one goal to
all
the
right,
next goal.
All right, 60 pledges of support.
And how many do we have so far?
Only 36.
36. So we have a way to go. We only have 36
24,
pledges.
I think, is how that
we can
math
do
works
it.
Out.
You have done this before for us. Go to WPR.org or dial 888-202-2552.
And we only have about
we don't have much time.
10 minutes to make that.
That's it. That's exactly.
Wisconsin Public Radio's fall membership drive is what you're hearing. You didn't know that. Tom Clark with Zorba Pastor. Your gift right now is important. It keeps programs like Zorba Pastor and Your Health going. So invest in your future listening with a gift. WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. 52.
Remember, it's a great time to pledge, a wonderful time. It's your way, doubling the impact of your pledge. But you did that already. Your gift of any amount gives us a much-needed shot in the arm to keep WPR alive and kicking. So give now. It's a great thing to do. Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Yeah, thanks, Michelle and Jim in Fort Atkinson. Who say, Dr. Zorba and Tom, make my Saturday walk so much easier. Nice.
Wonderful.
Diane from Elm Grove says, I enjoy and appreciate Zorba and Tom. She says, a priceless duo.
Oh, how wonderful is that?
Is that nice or what?
How wonderful.
But
very
what
nice
isn't nice, we you. Still need 24 pledges.
That is not nice.
Just these less than these last 10 minutes in order to make that numbers goal. Listening to Zorba's advice keeps you fit as a fiddle. We know that. And our time hasn't changed all these years of doing the show. So do pledge now. 888-202-2552, WPR.org.
Your gift of any amount gives us, again, that shot in the arm, the immunization that Wisconsin Public Radio needs to stay alive and kicking. So give now. It's a great thing to do. Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, the strength of WPR's budget is that it comes from several different sources. Do you know them? The single largest piece of the budget is member support, including more than 800 members of our 9XM Leadership Circle.
That's really something. You know, the 9XM members support WPR with gifts of $100 a month or more. Join the 9XM Leadership Circle right now. Go to WPR.org or dial 888-202-2552.
Now, how many years have we been doing this, Zorba?
About 65. We've been doing it for about 65 years.
That's exactly time right. flies.
More than two decades. Once we get over two decades, it's hard to keep track of anything that we're actually that we're actually doing.
Now, can you remember the last time that we didn't make our goal?
Oh, Tom, you know something? We wipe those things out of our plate. But the real issue is we don't make the goal unless people actually call 888-202-2552 or go to WPR.com. It's the only way we make our goal. What number are we up to?
We are now up to 38 pledges.
And our goal is 60.
Yeah.
38, I mean, do the math.
And then just the next 7 minutes or so.
It's not a lot of time.
We need to hear from 22 of you.
That's a lot of people.
WPR.org, 888-202-2552. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
It really makes a difference. So, and one of the things you can do is become a sustainer, where you're automatically entered into the future pledge drive drawings when you're there. Become a sustainer now. Again, go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Your pledge really does make a difference. Your support to Wisconsin Public Radio helps you listen to the programs you like and helps your neighbors listen too. Again, that's WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Here's Austin from Menasha who says, WPR is on the radio all the time at work in my automotive shop. Thank you. That's pretty nice. I'm going to hear from Monica if we don't make our goal.
You're going to hear from Anna. You know, I'm going to hear from Penny, too.
She invented this show.
Yes, that's exactly
What's it been about
70 years ago. She's been.
It's been a while back, and we still need to hear from 21 of you in just these next 6 or 7 minutes or so. Please do pledge now. Let us know that you support Wisconsin Public Radio and that you like listening to Zorba each week.
Absolutely. Don't wait to give. Don't wait for somebody else to donate. Your membership now makes a difference. Your support matters. Start with a gift of $10 or $20 a month. That would be a wonderful way to start. Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552. That's 888-202-2552.
Now let's admit it. Sometimes we spend money on silly things.
I have definitely bought some crazy clothes.
It's a little thing, you wind it up and it goes across the top of the table. She broke it in the first 5 seconds.
Silliest thing. It was Kahlua.
It's pretty easy to make a questionable decision about how we spend our money And it can be just as easy, and not a bad idea, to make a few sound investments along the way, like supporting Wisconsin Public Radio. Listener support is the single largest source of funding at WPR, so make a sound investment with your gift to WPR right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Many thanks to the 42 of you who've pledged so far. That leaves, let me see, 42 from 60.
Excellent.
Help me out.
Excellent. Do the math.
18 more. You and 17 other people, please call now, 888-202-2552, or go to the computer at WPR.org.
It's not just the computer, Tom. It's the cell phone. Cell phone, get with it. You know, face recognition. What we really want to do is show your face recognition on the new iPhone and make your donation instantly. But really, be good to yourself. Be good to your station. Give now to WPR.org or 888-202-2552. It's good for you, and it's a gift to your whole community.
Yeah, and 15 pledges we need in the next 4 or 5 months.
We can do it. You have helped us before. You can help us again.
Yeah, but that was then.
That was then. Tom, you cannot. Our listeners always step up to the plate. They always give it a try. You should give it a try. You'll like it. Set up a monthly amount from your bank account or credit card. It's so easy to do. It's so easy to get started with a gift of 10 or 20 a month or whatever works for you at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
They're saying, we pledged to that show before. I mean, why would we bother doing
that? Well, we want them to pledge again. And maybe you've never pledged before, but you've listened to the show. Now is your time to actually show your support, just like you show your support for other things, by going to WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Yeah, That's 888-202-2552.
Yeah, 48 other pledges have come in during the hour, leaving us 12 more to go. In the next 2 or 3 minutes?
Yes.
Can they handle that many pledges?
Of course they can. What sort of comments do we have? Look, we have wonderful comments from people.
I think I've read them all. Jim from Fort Atkinson, Dr. Zorban, Tom, make my Saturday walk so much easier. See, there are only like 4 or 5 people that care.
That's right. They care enough to actually make a comment. No, we really have lots. We have so
12 more
many
we need.
Listeners.
We
can
more.
Do it. You know, on Wisconsin Public Radio, you get news, voices, music, sounds from around the state, around the world. Over time, all of these broadcasts add up to a strong sense of connection to the state that we call home.
Yeah.
Show your support by going to WPR.org or dialing 888-202-2552. We can do it. We have about
2 minutes to go.
2 minutes to go. We've got 10 more members that we need to have to reach our 60 goal. You can help us. Don't you think? Tom, you are so cynical. Absolutely can be the case.
No, we have a minute and a half.
Minute and a half. You can do it by going to WPR.org. People are standing by waiting. There's no waiting at all. Dial 888-202-2552 from your smartphone, dumb phone, corded phone. Go to your cell phone or computer at WPR.org and help us get to that goal of 60. Make Tom happy.
I'm tired right now.
No, you are not tired.
You're on your own, Zorba.
You are ready. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. What's our number, Tom? What are we up to?
I forget.
We've got to get to 60. We're not there yet.
Ten more to go.
We can do it with your help. We don't have much time. We only have 1 minute left in the show. 1 minute left. Dial that number
That's
now. 50 Make se- us
50
happy.
Seconds left.
50 seconds. We're not going to count down. Well, maybe we could count down, but we're not. WPR.org, 888-202-2552. If you love Wisconsin Public Radio like I do, I donate to Wisconsin Public Radio. If you love our show, go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
30 seconds to go. Pledges needed.
Nine pledges. You know what? If 9 of you actually dial 888-202-2552 or go to WPR.org, you can actually help us make our goal. It'll make the suits of the station happy. We don't want them to kick our show off the air. They don't even wear suits at Wisconsin Public Radio.
5 seconds. 888-202-2552, WPR.org. Thank you.
Thank you.